It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An internal investigation has cleared six Colorado Springs police officers of using excessive force during a protest in June, according to the Gazette newspaper. Witnesses recorded the officers as they hit a handcuffed demonstrator. Investigators found the use of force was in line with police policy. One of the officers involved, Sergeant Keith Redd, admitted using a fake Facebook account in July to write "Kill them all" in reference to Black Lives Matter protesters. Colorado could have its first coronavirus vaccines next week, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This could be the beginning of the end of the pandemic, but the end is going to take a while for most Coloradans. Here's how Governor Jared Polis described it this week.
This vaccine is really the gateway to the end of the pandemic, to return to normalcy. So let's double down in the next few weeks and months.
Colorado is finalizing orders for about 142,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but that's only enough to get started. When they arrive, the immunizations will be limited to the most exposed healthcare workers and people in long-term care facilities. This spring, the state will ramp up vaccinations for people with high-exposure jobs and certain medical conditions, but the general public may have to wait until next summer. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Republican outgoing chair of a legislative audit committee is calling members back to the state capitol next week for a hearing on election integrity. CPR's Banta Berkland has more.
The committee will hear testimony from expert witnesses on the integrity of Colorado's election and Dominion voting systems. By law, all Colorado counties conduct risk-limiting audits after each election and double-check the scanning machine's tallies against the actual votes on the original paper ballots. This year's audits did not uncover any problems. The Secretary of State certified Colorado's election earlier in the week. A Democratic committee member called this last-minute meeting a waste of time. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado College is getting a new president. In July, L. Song Richardson will become the 14th president of the school in Colorado Springs. Richardson is currently a dean and law professor at the University of California, Irvine. KRCC is licensed to Colorado College and run by Colorado Public Radio. The school's current acting co-president, Robert Moore, is on CPR's board of directors. This is CPR News.